This is Good Food on the Road. I'm Evan Kleinman, and I'm joined by Jonathan Gold, the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Weekly. Each week, Jonathan shares a restaurant recommendation. This week, we're going to a new, old favorite, the Border Grill.
It's hard, actually, to think of Border Grill as being 25 years old, but I think it is. They just had their anniversary party last week. I remember when the first one opened.
Yeah, me too.
And it's also hard to, you know, imagine that on the occasion of one's 25th anniversary, you would open a new branch of the restaurant. But there it is. It's kind of nice. I love Ciudad. I mean, I thought Ciudad was swell. But I also like having the Border Grill food, you know, right there in downtown without having to go to Santa Monica for it.
Give us an idea. Is it the same exact menu? What's the food?
Yeah, the menu is pretty much the same. So if you love, you know, Border Grill panuchos, it's antojito from the Yucatan. Tortillas that are split and they're filled with black beans and they're fried and they're served with, you know, lettuce and crema and red onions and salsa, and they're just delicious.
Just delicious. There's a little turkey there too, I think.
Right.
Really, really good.
The last time I was there, I had the carnitas plate, which I hadn't had in a while. And they're pretty different from the other carnitas in town. I think they use a better quality pork than you see most places. But it's soft. It's not the crispy kind. It's the soft kind. And the dish is played in a way that there's a big interplay between, you know, the acids of the garnish of the onions and such and the meat itself. The pork really comes out in a certain way. They do a version of cochinita pibil. Always me and the pork. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but their cochinita pibil is delicious.
They do a really good one. And it's interesting to sort of like contrast the one that they have, which is fairly classic, though doesn't have the super strong banana leaf flavor that traditional ones do in the Yucatan. But it definitely has, you know, the chili soaking into the skin, as opposed to the version served a mile south at Rivera, where it's sous vide, and where it's almost like this pillow of cochinita pibil.
What's the cocktail menu like? It must be pretty great.
One would expect the cocktail menu would be good. And it really is, though. I will admit that I haven't like drunk my way through as much of it as I certainly intend to. But they still do the mojitos that they did at Ciudad. You know, they still do the, you know, minty lime cooler, which is basically the mojito without the booze. And, of course, the vast panoply of Border Grill margaritas with really top-shelf tequilas.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Glad to be here.
We've been talking about the Border Grill, which just opened in the old Ciudad space in downtown L.A. Get the exact address sent to your phone by texting the words Good Food to 69866. That's Good Food to 69866. You can hear my full conversation with Jonathan Gold this Saturday at 11 a.m. For KCRW, I'm Evan Kleinman.